just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
God has remained a mystery throughout. They wanted some higher power, some force. So at different periods of time, the conception of God has undergone transformations. There is something called personal God and impersonal God. If you study Indian scriptures, especially Upanishads, they do not talk of any person as God. But God is impersonal, Brahma. That Brahman is called God. It is one homogeneous thing. But later on, if we see, this is Smriti and Shruti. These are the two things which are mentioned. Smriti mainly mentions Puranas. These Puranas talk of personal God, avatar, incarnations. During the periods of crisis, God incarnates. That first time the statement came in Bhagavad Gita. So one is the formless God, impersonal God. Second is God with form, personal God. This is Nirgun, this is Sagun, this is Nirakar, this is Sakar. And then there was an introduction of avatar, the concept of avatarhood, that God comes on the earth. Whenever there is a time of disturbance, whenever irreligion gains an upper hand, dharmaklani. So during those periods of irreligiousness, God incarnates. He takes a human form and comes on earth. So that's personal God. And if you see other religions, something like that. God is not coming there. God is sending his messengers. So, messengers of God come. They are messiahs. They are world transformers. Christianity talks about Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. Or rather, the God becomes Son and comes. Then there is a concept of omnipresence of God. God is omnipotent, omniscient. He knows everything. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful, but at the same time, he is present everywhere. Then there is something called pantheism. Pantheism means everything is God. Everything is God. So different concepts about God kept on coming. But then there is another school which is known as atheist. They say God doesn't exist. Forget this stupidity of worshipping something outside of you. You are God, if at all. Or you become one. So theist, astic, atheist, gnostic. And then there are agnostic, agyevad, neutral, no business. He is there, he is not there, we are not affected by it. Let him be there, let him be not there. So there are agnostics. And there are six philosophies in India. Different philosophies talking of different thing about God. So if you see, different people talk so differently about God, but they do talk. They believe in some higher power, some power which is above everything. They talk of black magic and white magic. There is one power which, when used for the destruction, is called black, and when it is used for benefaction, it is called white. So there is some power, which is white power, which is black power. But it is there. So some talk about God, and then they talk about humans. They talk of different souls. Some believe that in dualism, God is different, souls are different. That is Dvaitvad. Some believe that they are interdependent, or rather, the soul is in God and God is in soul. Vishishta Dvaita, Ramanuja. Then there is a concept of monism, non-dualism, Shankaracharya, Advaitvad, that both are same. There is no difference. In the ultimate analysis, Aham Brahmasmi, this and this are same. So some people believe in eternal difference. Some people believe that they are in one. Some people believe that souls are part and parcel of God, but they remain different. So there is so much talk about God. And then suddenly, something new came. They said, forget all this religion. This is just an opium, an intoxication. Religion is like opium, Karl Marx. Forget all this. Everything's, this entire religion is bogus. Throw it out. Communism. Bring communism. Only Das Kapital, the book, is the real book. Rest everything is stupidity. This is Karl Marx said, religion is the opium. It's opium. You are intoxicated. Just throw it out. And then suddenly Friedrich Nietzsche came and he said, God is dead and now man is free. Forget this. Churches and everything and your prayers and everything. And then science came. And science just threw aside everything. The man of science came, happy. He wants proofs. He wants evidences. He has laboratories. He has microscopes. You need to prove your soul and supreme soul. Otherwise, we will not accept. So the man of science came. But then the another man of science came. He said the earlier man of science was not fully knowledgeable. Now I bring the new science. The earlier science is outdated. It's gone. Then the third man of science came. He said those concepts are gone. Science is an ever-changing thing. New researches are shown something new. So we started with pre-Vedic times to Vedic times to post-Vedic times. So the introduction of God and the propagation of bhakti and the propagation of bhakti cult and the Vedas, different gods kept on mushrooming every new day, new gods. And then different religions and the propagation of those religions. And then disturbances and the fights between religions. And there are scriptures. And then suddenly somebody came and he said, there should be harmony of all the religions. It's like a mountain. You go by any path. So that new movement came, harmony of all religions. But even that was thrown out. So new concepts are coming every day. And now we stand. We don't know where. But we are standing. Where all those things are mixed in this world. There are people who are believers, who are non-believers. There are people who think all this is superstitious. Superstition, there are people of science. There's one more in America. There's something known as Church of Satan. Church of Satan. Satanism. It's an entirely new thing. Forget all these gods. We need to find this new man, Satan. Worship him. He is better. But they don't exactly believe in his worship of Satan, but still, it's the worship of Satan. So God is a very mysterious figure. Enigma. A puzzle. And further mysterious thing is, where does he stay? His address. Some say he is not on this planet. Some say he is here. Some say he is inside you. Some say he is here in the heart. Some say he is near here. Some people say that he is pervading every particle of this universe. He is the controller of everything. Some say, forget all this, he is existence. Astitva. He is this existence. There is no personal God. There is no going to happen a personal dialogue between. God is not a person. He is existence. It's impersonal concept of God. And then God comes. He throws out all the concepts which were about him. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, I, Shiva Baba, am God. Those Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar are not God. I am God. So suddenly he comes and says, hello, I am God. He gives his own introduction. Glad to meet you. After a long time. This is the Avyakta message of 5-10-2011. Aaj Amrit Vela Baba ke paas pahunchi to sada ke satrish dur se Baba ki drishti milte hi pyar ke sagar mein sama gayi aur dheere dheere sammukh pahunch alaukik bahu ke jhule mein jhul rahi thi. Kuch samay ke baad Bab Dada bole. Every time Dadi goes, so there is an initial dialogue and Baba asks, what is the news? And she said, double foreigners ki bahut rimjim ho gayi hai. Peace of mind ka program bhi chal raha hai aur brahmano ke program bhi chal raha hai. So Dadi is giving service news to Baba. And Baba is then telling something to Dadi. Dekh rahe ho ki sare sansar kitni giravat mein ja raha hai. Isliye ab bachcho ko baap se kirne le khas sarva atmao ko kirne dene ka karya karna hai. बाप ने देखा कि बच्चों का बाप से दिल का बहुत प्यार अच्छा है जिस प्यार के आधार से त्याग करना सहज हो गया है बोलो बच्चे, बाप को दिल में बिठाया है ना, सदा नैनों में समाया है ना, कोई पूछे भगवान कहाँ रहता है तो क्या फलक से कहेंगे। इफ समबडी आस्क्स यू वेयर डज ही स्टे, सो व्हाट यू विल से, एग्जिस्टेंस इज गॉड, द एलिमेंट्स आर गॉड, द ट्री आर गॉड, द स्टार्स आर गॉड, व्हाट, दीज आर द डिफरेंट कॉन्सेप्ट्स इन द वर्ल्ड, दे आर डिफरेंट कॉन्सेप्ट्स, बट इफ दे आस्क यू हु इज गॉड, तो फलक से कहेंगे व्हाट, वह तो मेरे दिल में ही रहता है, उसको मेरा मेरी दिल ही पसंद है, ही लव्स माई हार्ट, ही स्टेज इन माई हार्ट। बोलो इतना नशा है, सच इंटॉक्सिकेशंस यू हैव, सो दिस इज अ ग्रेट पॉइंट ऑफ इंटॉक्सिकेशन दैट वी नो गॉड, वी लव गॉड, नॉट जस्ट दैट ही लव्स अस। What is he? What does he do? When does he come? What is his real nature? But these are all information. The real thing about God is to feel his presence. Merely understanding the theory about God is not going to help. Merely knowing do's and don'ts told by him is not going to help. To feel him, to know him, to realize him, to experience him, one has to develop a deep, deep, intimate relationship with him, a very, very secret bond with him. They were right when they say God is not a person, definitely. He is not a person but a presence to be felt. God is a presence to be felt. God is beauty. God is bliss. God is internal music, the supreme intelligence. God is the divine fragrance. You don't sit and measure. Just enjoy. God is supreme delight. The divine indulgence. To feel him deeply. To know his presence. When I speak, I don't speak, but his voice speaks through me. When I hear, I don't hear. When I walk, I don't walk. When I am not, but he is. The two are not there, I and he, but my father and I are one. This feeling of unity. In today's blessing, Baba said, stay combined with the Father and churn knowledge. You are Ganesh. So this combined stage with the Father is religion, is spirituality. Where does he stay? He stays in my heart. Usko meri dil hi pasand hai. He loves my heart. Why? Why he loves your heart? Because your heart is true and honest. And he loves all those hearts which are true and honest and pure. Purity attracts purity. Purity attracts purity. He is the ocean of beauty. And true beauty is truth, truth, beauty. True beauty is purity. So when the heart is true and when the heart is honest and the heart is pure and free from all the worldly negativities, such a pure heart is pulled towards God and God is pulled towards such a heart. So there is a mutual attraction, the divine romance. So this is the point of great intoxication. who stays in your heart, God stays with me. There's a beautiful passage in Bible, one of the songs. The songs of Bible are known as Psalms. So there's one beautiful psalm where different prayers are written. There are two religions in the world, two types of religions. One is the religion of prayer, another is the religion of meditation. Religion of prayer, Hinduism, they pray, there's a devotion. Christianity, Islam, the religion of prayers. But there are religions of meditation. Buddhism, Jainism, they don't pray, they meditate. That's it. What is ours? There is no meditation, there is no prayer as such. But there are invocations. So what he says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. So he is the ocean of light. He is the sun. Where he is there, there cannot be any darkness. He is the divine light, the ocean of light, the presence of light. So when he is with you as a canopy, as an internal presence, when you walk as if he is around you. So God is a presence to be felt. God is a power to be understood, to be realized. God is a sound to be heard. God is a vision to be seen, which is invisible yet. He is a presence to be touched, though impalpable. So where does he stay? In your heart. Close the eyes and feel, is he there or not? So you can do that practice intermittently throughout the day. Close the eyes and feel, if he is with me, is he really with me? When he is there, he is the ultimate truth. There cannot be any untruth with me. If he is there, there is total light. There cannot be any dark corner. If he is there, he is complete purity. There cannot be slightest impurity within me. So you can just close the eyes and feel his presence within you. He is light. So my whole being is filled with light. He is purity. My heart is peak and span, utterly pure. He is beauty. I am the most beautiful. He is love, and I am filled with that love. I'm Shanti.